Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota is quickly approaching its 2000th confirmed case of influenza. 15 people have died, and we are not in the clear yet. Joining us for more, South Dakota's state epidemiologist, Dr. Josh Clayton. Josh, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about the overall picture statewide. Where are we at? How do the numbers break down?
Kind of as you mentioned, we're looking at approaching 2,000 laboratory confirmed cases of influenza in the state. We have seen about 320 hospitalizations, and so far we've seen 15 deaths across the state. We're seeing a lot of flu activity. People that are going to their healthcare provider with influenza-like illness make up about 5.1% of those being seen by all clinic visits.
What is how does this compare to flu seasons in other years? Because it seems fairly severe, from the outside.
Yeah, we are seeing, it was an early flu season, and we've continued to increase our activity over time. In fact, that 5.1% of people being seen by their clinicians with influenza-like illness, some of the highest that we've seen in past years. What we're still tallying is, how severe of a flu season it will be. With 320 hospitalizations, we're still below our kind of a five-year average of 500 hospitalizations. But we still have several weeks of influenza to go.
And how does that work? Can you track it? Like, what is the peak season or, the peak weeks normally in the state?
But typically what we see for our influenza peak would be sometime in February. So we're just now into the month, and we're hoping that, it will be one of those where we're kind of right now, or at least in the past few weeks, have kind of hit that peak mark. But it's really hard to kind of forecast at this point in time. What we know is that, we definitely have a lot of flu activity going on, and so people need to make sure that they're taking proper precautions to protect themselves.
Who is affected the most by this? The deaths are largely senior citizens. Are we looking at children?
Thankfully, so far this season, in South Dakota at least, we've had zero cases of children that have died from influenza. But nationally, we have seen 53 cases of Wow. children dying from influenza. So that's always a concerning number and something that we do look at. Overall, you're exactly right that individuals that are 50 years of age and older make up individuals 50 years of age and older make up all of those who have died from influenza, those 15 deaths.
How do you track how the vaccine was this year? Do you look at, the people who got the vaccine and got sick anyway? Do you look at how widespread, the vaccination was and then compare it to the numbers? What can you tell us about that connection?
Yeah, so we track it in a couple different ways. We look at overall, how did South Dakotans do in terms of getting their vaccine this year? And typically, we do very well compared to nationally. So South Dakotans do get out and do get their flu vaccine. Another thing to look at is what the makeup of the vaccine is. So what we know so far is that the strain that is circulating out there in the community is the same strain that is contained in the vaccine. So there we have kind of that match of what's in the vaccine and what's circulating. So that usually helps us when it comes to our vaccine effectiveness. And so the third component of all of this is that vaccine effectiveness. So how, just in general, how good does the vaccine do at preventing us from becoming ill? And not just from becoming ill, but from protect us from having to go to the hospital and then ultimately from dying from influenza as well. And those numbers are not yet out.
Can we stop things, slow things down at this stage once you get to this point in the season? Is it just wash your hands and hang on for the ride? Or, you know, if more people go out and get the vaccine now, does that help hold it off in the state from a numbers perspective?
Kind of looking at it from that community intervention, you know, every little bit that you can do, getting vaccinated, staying home when you're sick, washing your hands frequently, and, you know, covering your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze, all of those things put together do have an impact. And I would recommend that individuals, you know, still go out and get their vaccine, still take proper precautions. But what we're kind of seeing is, you know, just there are so many people with influenza out there. It does continue to kind of work its way through the community because, you know, one exposure, you know, you might be able to avoid, but, you know, being exposed to five people, you know, at this time of year when we have high to flu activity, does make it a little bit more difficult to do the right thing every time. It is one of those where you want to try and prevent as much as you can, and all of those things, you know, washing your hands, covering your cough, and staying home when you're ill, and then of course getting your vaccine are going to be the key portions of this.
Talk to me about staying home when you're ill, like. You know, what are the early symptoms like, and how soon do you have to, you know, stay home just in case? Like, what in an ideal situation, what do you notice happening, and then say this could be it? I'm going to stay away from other people.
Yeah, I think a lot of times what you'll see is you know, that fever will be one of the first symptoms that you have. A lot of individuals have a cough and sore throat as well. And the downside is that all three of those are kind of very generalized sort of symptoms, and not necessarily predictive of influenza. But what I would say is that those symptoms, the fever of greater than 100 degrees, the cough and the sore throat, you know, if you have those symptoms, you know, definitely look at staying home. Just a single symptom, you know, could potentially be something else. So you want to just be cautious in terms of when you decide to stay home. You know, it might just be a little bit of a morning fog in your frog in your throat in some ways. But fever is going to be one of your mainstay symptoms.
On Point on NPR did a piece, an hour-long conversation about the flu epidemic in America, and it was surprising to me how many people were still calling in and saying, you know, they didn't get the flu shot because they thought they had a reaction to it, or because they didn't think it was effective, or because they didn't think they should have to. And there were a lot of questions that the guests on that program found themselves having some really what they considered basic conversations with people. Do you see that's sort of part of what's happening in South Dakota as well? Or do South Dakotans sort of get what needs to be done and do it? Or are there still a lot of things to overcome to convince people that they should get a vaccine or that they should stay home, you know, when they see those early signs of flu?
I think it's a little bit of a mix. I think, you know, as I mentioned, South Dakotans are usually among the best in the nation in terms of getting out and getting their flu vaccine. But, you know, that's one portion of it. You know, we don't do as well when it comes to staying home when you're sick. And that, right. You know, there are a multitude of reasons. Individuals kind of working at an hourly positions, it's difficult because it has a financial impact. You know, other reasons and other, you know, it's always difficult to miss a day of work, or even two. You know, you don't want to be out of work that long. You feel the office needs you. But one of the things that you have to think about in all of this is, you know, if you do happen to have influenza, and end up spreading it within that office setting, You're actually doing more of a disservice to the individuals who get flu, as well as the office, from having lost productivity.
Right. South Dakota State Epidemiologist Dr. Josh Clayton, any final thoughts here? Just get your shot, wash your hands, do what you know needs to be done, right?
They're exactly right.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.